B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Reputation of Bills fans nationwide, throwing Santa, breaking tables as video after video goes viral.
Drunkenness, it's insane what I saw in the video. People could get hurt.
And now, Orchard Park police are investigating a video that apparently shows a man and woman having sex yesterday in a private lot. Lot owners say they have to keep a watchful eye.
I'm walking up and down the rows, talking to my customers to make it more of a family atmosphere.
Lot owners and houses near the stadium even have extra insurance just in case someone gets hurt. Some limit RVs.
A group of people in an RV, one's driving, the rest are drinking, and that's not a good formula.
Charles Sontag says bad behavior is rare, but it's important to stop it right away.
Fight, we'll ban them for a couple weeks or sometimes for a season.
He says bad fan behavior usually happens in lots without enough manpower to watch tailgaters.
Oh, you got to keep an eye out and be alert.
Orchard Park police recently increased patrol. Plainclothes officers and patrol units man the streets and lots not associated with the Bills.
But it's almost going viral right out of the gate. It's almost real time. In some cases, that has helped us because we've been able to use some of those social media avenues.
The Bills have this message, quote, "We continue to encourage our fans to act responsibly, both inside the stadium and in the parking lots."
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I don't know why anyone would possibly care if some a-hole wants to jump off a camper into a flaming table.
Well, I would say if they're parking on their property, they might have some sort of lawsuit.
That's not my responsibility if you jump into a flaming. Good luck in court with that.
Well, I mean, say that to, you know, people who slip on stuff in someone's parking lot and sue the company.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than I launched myself into a flaming table. I think you're kind of putting a... People having public sex is the greatest.
I mean, and it's just, you know, I've seen some of the videos they're talking about with Bills fans doing it. It's just the grossest.
Always the most attractive people in the world.
I worked at a sports bar that was right by the Georgia Dome, and where they had the SEC championship game, and it would get so crowded. There was this big stairwell that went up to like a place with like one table, and a man and a woman were having a cowgirl
sure.
situation.
Yes.
And no one said anything. We all just looked and went, oh, and then went about our business.
Oh, well, I mean, this is something that I've been wanting to do for, I've been wanting to go to a Bills tailgate for years. I've been wanting to see it. I mean, you know, some of the best are like the photos that you see of one of my all-time favorites, a guy who on his RV had taken a toilet seat and hung it from his rear bumper and put a bucket underneath it, and he just is sitting there taking a dump right in front of everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's you got a bucket.
And it's like, I mean, it's honestly, it's like Mad Max world, like the apocalypse. Like, nobody cares what's going on.
Can you imagine
you go take a dump?
Putting all that effort, like, of attaching a toilet seat, and then just so you could go to the bathroom outside?
So you can sell it. It's the bumper dumper.
Yeah.
Just sell it all around Bill's Mafia.
Yeah. Just because, you know, you can't go in your car and you got to do that.
I mean, honestly, the Patriots tailgates, it's so tame. I mean, compared to this.
Oh, the Patriots tailgates are nothing.
There's got to be. Patriots fans need a little bit of this in their lives. They honestly do. Like, just a little bit. Like,
you're encouraging?
Like, if the Bill, yeah. Like,
yeah, if I could watch people jump onto blazing tables.
Dude, this seems
I might actually go to a game.
It seems like a ton of fun. I mean, come on. Tell me that if you knew that the Patriots were doing this, something like this in the parking lot, you wouldn't be a little bit more incentive to go and spend an hour or two before the game out in front of the Gillette Stadium.
Of course it would occur to me, and then I wouldn't do it.
But then you think of the dragon.
That's the thing. There's that barrier in front of you where you don't cross
and
it.
And how it's not even fun to be at a professional football game anymore. It's so much better on TV.
So here's what we're going to play. We're going to play Name That Soundbite Coming From the Buffalo Bills Fan. I'm going to play you a clip, and you're going to have to tell me what you believe.
Drinking water out of the butt.
On. Well, the drinking water out of the butt is not one that we have there. Right. But it's not.
I'd like to hear that.
There's drinking other things, but just not water. So let's get to clip number one. One, what is this Buffalo Bills fan doing here?
Ready? Let's go. One, two, three.
That's a good old fashioned table jump.
Yeah, no, off the top of the camper.
Yeah, that's
through the table.
No, that is a gentleman jumping on a flaming table from the top of an RV and then having his hair catch on fire afterwards.
Well, I mean, we're not wrong.
And running around screaming.
Get half credit for that.
I mean, you get full credit. I mean, technically, that's what he did.
I'd say the worst part of it was not mentioned.
Well, I would think that you're going to catch on fire. If you jump into fire, I'm guessing at some point it's going to catch on. You're going to catch on fire.
Well, I mean, I don't think you said it was on fire already.
Like, it wouldn't be fun. Like, why would I care if someone jumped onto something flaming unless they were going to catch on fire? I mean, that's the whole point.
The best thing is, out of all the people who get caught on fire, and it's a lot, most of them don't realize it's happened for about 5 seconds because they're peacocking around like, yeah, just jumped in the all their friends are pointing. And they always have the worst methods of putting the fire out. When you know you should stop, drop, and roll, it's usually their friends just trying to pour beer on their head.
Yeah. And then the other guy running around like a chicken with his head cut off and then trying to get beer on it.
Literally, as his skin is melting off of his face.
Yeah.
They're all doing that.
I mean, yeah, that's the whole point of lighting the table on fire. You got to catch on fire.
All right. What is this sound bite coming from a Buffalo Bills fan?
Nudity?
No nudity.
Okay. Hitting each other with chairs?
No.
That's pretty good.
That is a gentleman with a giant Tom Brady jersey on a stick, lighting it on fire, and then the wind blowing the wrong way, and himself being caught on fire while dropping the jersey. So,
all right, that
the Patriots fans, it's a little bit of karma. You know? He's holding it with his stick, and the wind just goes... And it just blows right in this big fireball, like hits his shoulder,
and
it catches his arm and his back on fire. As he runs around. There's a lot of fire.
Yeah, there seems to be.
Got
to
keep warm after you get past Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it seems like a... I mean, this is a tailgate where I had a friend who took a bunch of opiates and passed out in a charity. He was with his parents.
That's one of my favorite stories. Being with your parents and doing
this
that.
This is in a Buffalo Bills lot before a game?
Yeah, and then they just went in the game without him.
They
and
left
came out,
him there.
He was drinking, and he took, like, a bunch of prescription opiates.
All right, this one is just the height of not thinking things through. What is happening in this soundbite from a Buffalo Bills fan?
On your knees!
I love on your neck being yelled at the beginning of this.
On your neck! On your neck! On your neck!
Oh!
He's dead!
He'd be all right. Sorry, he knocked out.
What happened there?
Well, some emergency resulted.
Okay, he got knocked out, but we've already said he dove off of, with no table. He dove off. Yes, all right.
Fred, that was a belly flop off an RV
onto
nothing.
Yeah,
that's which he knocked himself out.
Oh, yep.
God.
It's like, hey, everybody, let's get paralyzed.
Oh.
Dude, I read a story yesterday about this, like, under-17 team that had Bryce Harper and Manny Machado on it.
Yeah.
A guy got paralyzed at Arizona State by doing a head-first slide.
Oh, yeah.
If you jump off...
An RV.
Chest first.
Flop onto nothing.
Like, there's no way.
It looked like he had fallen asleep.
Yeah, it's going to knock you out immediately.
They're moving him around, and he's just, like, lifeless.
Because that's what you want to do. When someone's just fallen,
might have fractured their spine.
Yeah, you just want to start moving him around. You see that in a lot of football games. Like, when a guy's, like, staying motionless.
That's the first thing they do.
Yeah, they pick him up and start using
him. Rolls him over, sure.
Yeah, like a marionette.
Right, so. Well, I mean, you got to think. With a team being up 3-0, I mean, it's celebration time, and this is one that happened just this past Sunday. What is this? What sound is coming from this Bills fan here? Okay, this ends abruptly, probably because someone had to drop the phone.
It's the flavor that makes you go.
I told you, rock.
Would you like to hear it one more time?
Yes.
It's the flavor that makes you go.
I told you, rock.
Ooh. He got hit with a garbage can.
I think he got hit by it. I think he went out for something where he ran headfirst into a car.
Well, celebrating this year's 3-0 start, a Bills fan lit a firework cannon in his front yard. Thinking it was a dud, he put his head directly next to the cannon, and it exploded, destroying his face.
The Bills make me
listen to this.
It's the flavor that makes you go.
I told you, rock.
And the video ends immediately.
Jeez.
Probably because...
So whoever made the video put it on YouTube?
Yep. It's like, hey, Bill's Mafia. My friend's face is no more.
Oh, you would have to assume nothing terrible happened to the guy because they put it on YouTube.
I don't know, you would hope so. You would hope that's the case.
Yeah, if he like literally blew his face off.
I'm just going to say, I don't think he's just fine.
No, it just... I mean,
I don't think everything is still intact.
He puts his head right. Oh, my God.
See, that one's disturbing because I could see me doing that in Tennessee.
Oh, no. The one thing I didn't clarify is that he might have thought it was done, but he never removed his head from in front of the cannon, even when he lit it.
Oh, okay.
So I think asking for it might be not too rough of a thing to say. All right, identify this sound coming from the Bills tailgate.
Oh,
all right, this is it right here.
God, I love Bill's leg.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
His leg is broken.
It looks like it is. His leg is it's bent the wrong way.
Broken leg.
His leg is bent the wrong way, man. Oh, yeah, he's done. His leg's done.
Did you break his leg?
Yeah, his leg is gone.
Did some guy yell Bill's Mafia before he said do it again?
No, he said World Star.
Oh, World Star. All right.
Very, World Stars. Everyone's going to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We broke his leg. They wanted him to do it again. So he did it to himself.
Yeah. I think you're overthinking this one.
He just jumped off something.
Well, a guy in a luchador mask jumped off an RV onto a table in a complete wrong way, straight-legged and feet first, snapping both of his legs sideways, rendering both of his legs broken.
The Bills make what's the payoff? Like if
glory. But Bill's Mafia glory. They make an oil painting out of your broken legs.
I just don't know, like, what are you, like, going to get laid because you jumped off the stupid thing?
I lied to. We have a follow-up on the man who blew up his face.
Justin, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Hey, I saw on Twitter that the guy who filmed that video of the guy getting blown up or whatever sent it to Barstool, and they screen captioned it, and it basically, the guy from Barstool says, hey, send it to this link, and then it says, is the guy okay? The guy responds, we're 3-0, he's fine.
Oh,
and
my God.
That was it.
Oh, my God.
So, have a good one, guys.
All right, take it easy.
It's the flavor that makes you go.
I told you, rock.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is a boom.
What? Like, what point do you think, having two broken legs, do you look back and go, well, that wasn't very smart.
It was not smart at all.
Yeah, like, I haven't been able to walk for a month. This is no good. All right. Very good. Enjoy Buffalo if you're going up there. I have before. And I saw many, many pairs of testicles as I walked into the stadium.
Where's our Bills fan who used to call in? The obnoxious Bills fan.
Is that the guy who told us he would come into the studio and like throw his son through a table?
Yes.
That's that guy.
Yes.
I'm sure he's listening.
All right. So we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich tomorrow on the show at 8 o'clock. Brooklyn 911. Brookline. Sorry, there's an effing show called Brooklyn 911. Brookline 911, where we go through the actual calls that the Brookline police have to field. I guess much to the delight of the Brookline police.
There are no bigger fans of this bit than the people who are either on the other end of the phones of the 911 calls or the people who have to respond to those calls. We hear from several of those people whenever we do one of those segments going, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now people know what we have to deal with on a daily basis.
Okay, I have one for you. Okay, this didn't happen here.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so there's a dog park where there are, you know, dogs go to play.
Mm-hmm.
And two dogs started barking at each other. So the owner of one of the dogs called the police.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. So they call the police, and they say that, and then the police, I don't know what they do. And then there's this town, this particular dog park actually has a Facebook, like, page where, like, people can go, like, I'm going to the dog park and everything. And some dude got so mad at the owner of the dog that was barking, who didn't call the police, that he started, like, writing threatening things.
Oh, my God.
So the woman who's had the police called on her had to go to the police with screenshots from this dog
park.
This
guy keeps harassing me.
No, and then, like, yeah. And then I guess they told the guy that you can't. I swear to God, I don't know any of these people.
Okay.
But I swear to God, I swear on everything. And because I don't want anyone thinking it's them. But and then so she went to the police and had all these. So if the guy, like, contacts her again, he's going to go to jail.
Oh, my God.
All over two dogs barking. And they weren't, like, what do you want the police to do? Like, what do you want them to do?
That should just be the name of the bit. What do you want the police to do? Because with all of these, I'm saying, okay, well, the best was that, you know, last week or the last time we did it, we had the woman who called 911 on the three people who she called Indian people who are outside of her building,
yes,
walking their dogs back and forth when this woman complained, and these very nice people informed them that these are service dogs and we're training them. She got even more pissed and called the police and said, I have a feeling they're going to throw a rock through my window, which there's no justification for that whatsoever. And I guess that we heard from some of those people as well. And
they were training service dogs.
They're training service dogs.
And they have to do it at this particular park because it's like the park. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't matter what park you're
in. No. Because she called. The point I'm making is that she has called before.
Oh, this woman has called on them before.
Yeah, because they contacted us. And apparently this woman has. This is not the first time that she saw nefarious activity, which is walking the dog back and forth. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I'm starting to think that the city is giving me even more than I request now. Because they're like, hey, how about this one? You missed this one. You might want here's an extra.
Yeah, Brookline.
Don't tag me.
You're not going to get better than Brookline.
Yeah, because we were talking about this. Like, is there any other city that has people call for more petty reasons?
No.
And I can't think of it. Dan just said, wait till the leaves in Newton, and he's exactly right. Then you all of a sudden,
in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we need to hone in on Newton and the citizens against leaf blower madness.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I live in Newton. I've lived in Brookline. Brookline's a billion times worse than Newton.
There is a woman who has called the 911 number. How many times was it in a year? It was something insane. Like, she'd called him over 100 times about leaf blow.
Yes.
One individual.
She's been in the news.
I don't know if it's that's the woman, but I mean, there was an article that was written, and I know that she's been very vocal, but I don't know if she's the particular one, but they said that they've received, like, it was something like hundreds of calls, but the majority of them were from three different people.
How about this? How about this for a fun life? I have a friend who's a landscaper and a fireman. So he's got, and so it's just like, they know.
Yep.
It's like, we got like 8 minutes because the cops got to come.
Oh, sure.
And they got to tell you to turn it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, they know them and everything, but they still got to go there and, like, and go, I'm sorry, you got to turn it off.
Well, we've had many of the landscapers say that they've tried to perfect the art. They know which houses have the people who have the cameras and the meters, the sound meters. That's the best, is these people who own sound meters.
And
to make sure it's going to the decimal, certain decimal. Where do you even buy one of those things?
Someone said that it was a phone app and that what she was complaining about, the noise was akin to, like, a mediumly packed restaurant. Like not packed. But
right. Like the din of a right. somewhat busy restaurant.
Yes.
And that's what the equivalent of was, of that truck that was dumping. But no. With the leaf blowing season, these people had, I think they had called us and said that they have perfected the art of getting in and getting out.
Yeah.
Like, they know how long it takes for a police officer to show up. And now the police officers, obviously, they take their time on those type of calls.
Sure,
almost like they're doing these landscapers a solid by going, all right, man, we totally get it.
I don't know. It still sucks. And it's not the cops' fault, but it still sucks for the landscapers because, they got to show up. Because if you don't show up, then the lady's going to go nuts and you have to. And it's technically against the law. So you have to go over there and say, all right, guys, like, I'm sorry, but you got to turn it off. And so it's just, it's not fun. Not fun for anyone.
Do they have to buy silencers? Like something for their leaf blowers?
Do you think they have silencers for leaf blowers?
No. You're right, though. I forgot about this. They do have to buy less powerful leaf blowers, and it takes twice as long to get the job done.
So the problem is that you have to, and if you have a fairly large landscaping business, I mean, you have to redo everything, and it takes like triple the time. Which, by the way, I would much prefer
quick and loud.
Yeah, quick and loud than a long, laborious process. I always feel weird when the landscapers are in the yard.
Someone just called and said Apple Watches now have noise meters on them.
Oh, nice.
That's something that I really use.
We all need.
Yep.
I've often been sitting around going, I wish I had a noise meter. Because I can't tell if things are loud or not. What the hell would you need a noise meter for?
Only if you live in Brookline. You have it right on the counter there. You can put it on.
Well, that's someone's hobby. I mean, these people's hobbies are calling the police.
I'm thinking around Halloween, we might have to just check in on Newton. I think we got to check in on Newton.
I don't have a problem with that.
Because you know that it's going to be leaf blower mania. You know it's going to be that
way. I think
way.
You check in anywhere on Halloween. And all the
the stuff that happens on Halloween night.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, the hooligans.
Yeah, the crazy hooligans. All right, we'll be back. Jim Gray talked to Tom Brady. There was no namby-pamby BS, and we'll get to some of what he had to say. Here are the headlines.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Toucher.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's an app.
Damon, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher Lynch on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
Sound of a man not knowing his place in society. As Jim Gray at the Super Bowl, where I asked him about, they were filming, I think we all both asked him, but they were filming this thing with Tom Brady and Oprah.
Super Soul Sunday.
Yeah, it was really good. And Jim Gray, like, had on headphones watching it. And to him, well, first of all, he became very defensive. And one of the theories I've heard thrown around is that he thought, like, we were questioning his journalistic integrity, to which I would say, what do you do for a living? Like what do you, other than this with Brady,
yeah,
what do you do?
Does he still do boxing stuff? I don't know if he does
it. If he does, he does it, like, after the fight, and he just, like, interviews the guys in the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't exactly know. Like, you know, A-list stuff.
Right, like I'm not seeing him popping up on any network being like a reporter or anything
that. And believe me, I'd notice. I think he still does like boxing.
But usually the analyst who sits ringside will climb into the ring and do it. Like Larry Merchant did, Max Kellerman does that.
Right.
They usually don't have a third guy.
Yeah, Rogan does it during the MMA thing, so yeah. But he does this. The only thing that I know for sure he does is his weird Westwood One interview. And it's with Brady. I have no idea why it's Jim Gray. Obviously, they've forged some sort of relationship.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner?
Shut up, stupid. Have, like, some semblance of self-realization. Like, okay, how do you know Oprah? Like, how do you know? How does some schmuck get to know the most famous woman in the world?
Well, it sounds like the only one he knows is Tom. Because I know Tom, and then it was a bunch of other people who know other people.
Well, his wife, so gonna, it was wife friends with Oprah?
I think his wife might have been friends.
Wife was friends.
But nobody really wants to be friends with Jim Gray except for Tom Brady, it sounds like, in that situation. Like, if I'm doing the calculus on that equation right there, if I could drew it out like a like in a chart, I think he's kind of the like the star barnacle sitting out in one corner, and then everybody else is kind of in a different universe.
Could you imagine, like, Mean Gene Okerlund? Like being with Prince Harry, like, you know, like it's like this doesn't make sense.
Right,
Mean Gene. I'm friends with Prince Harry.
Right.
I'm friends with the Queen.
It's like Barack and Michelle Obama with Michael Buffer.
Yeah, exactly. Even that makes more
sense. Let's get ready to vacation. The three of them together on a boat.
Yeah, I have a house on the vineyard. Barack's got a house on the vineyard.
That's beat Gene Okerlund.
Yeah, it's the same level of fame.
I mean, it's true.
More people
I would argue
you.
More people would know who Mean Gene Okerlund is than Jim Gray.
I would say the same thing. All right. Yeah. So he talked to Brady.
He did
and this
Brady.
Thing is obviously scripted. And he talks about Antonio Brown. Make of it what you will.
So the elephant in the room continues to be Antonio Brown. It was reported and described in a conversation that you had with Robert Kraft that you were 100% in. Now he's been released. What are your thoughts on him coming and going so quickly?
Well, that was, you know, a private conversation that I wish, you know, had remained private. The things that I've certainly learned that are out of my control, I don't focus on those. I try to show up every day to do the best job that I can do, which is be a great leader for the football team, to embrace my teammates, the brotherhood that we have, the challenges that we face, and we try to overcome them and try to become the best team we could be. And every team is faced with different adversities. Some teams are 0-3 at this time. Our team has dealt with its fair share in a short period of time, and we're going to move forward and do the best we can do.
And once again, Tom Brady mastering the art of not saying anything while saying a lot of words.
And that wasn't off the top of his head. I got news for you. Right. That was, but the one interesting thing about that is that he wished that conversation never would have come out. Was it Kraft who told?
So you remember it was Al Michaels on Sunday Night Football. It was the first game of the year, remember, against the Steelers. And he told that story about how he had talked to Bob Kraft before the game. And he said, so, you know, the Antonio Brown thing, and Kraft apparently was bragging that when I told Tom Brady about it, he said he's 100% in. And then he came back and said, I'm 1,000% in. And then later on that night, he said, I'm 1,000,000% in. So, I mean, I know why Tom Brady is wishing that didn't come out, because now it sounds like he was vouching for him the entire time. And of course, once you vouch for a guy and then you find out he's got people accusing him of, you know, rape,
yeah,
it doesn't seem too good. So I understand why he might be a little disappointed that that discussion was made public.
No, I understand why he's disappointed. It just is taking a shot at Kraft.
I mean, it did kind of seem that way. And the one thing too is that, you know, with Tom Brady, as much as we can laugh about it, he doesn't have to be the guy that answers these questions.
No.
Like, I mean, he you may say that he supported the signing of it, but the guy who should be answering the questions is Bill Belichick.
I agree.
Or the Krafts, but the Krafts aren't available.
I agree.
So I'm not going to give Brady.
I'm not giving Brady any crap.
No, I know you're not, but I just don't think that to say that, you know, he's withholding something, he has no obligation to say any of this. As a matter of fact, he was kind of, he said something that I agree with him here. He was Jim Gray asked him about the rumor that it was Belichick and Brady who wanted to keep him, but it was Kraft who said, nope, get rid of Antonio Brown. And I actually thought Tom Brady said something of substance when we were not here.
Tom, there's been reports that you and Bill Belichick were on one side and that you were not on the same page with Bob Kraft, who decided to release Antonio Brown. Is that accurate?
Well, I think there's always reports and speculation about a lot of things that I have said or have not said or been a part of. The reality is I don't make any personnel decisions. I don't decide to sign players. I don't decide to trade them. I don't decide to release them. I don't decide to draft them. I don't get asked. I show up and I do my job. I'm an employee like everyone else. I'm going to show up this week and do the best I can do as quarterback. Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want, but I would probably have to play another 20 years in the NFL to be able to afford that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, somebody said you should get Terrence Howard to describe the whole map out of everyone's relationship at dinner. I mean,
right. I will. I can do that for you right now.
It sounds like...
By the way, except for how everyone that I've talked to, not like, I mean, just reporters and stuff, have said that it's their belief that Belichick and Brady wanted him on the team still. But what do I know?
It's the thing that holds us all together. I'm sharing that on Tuesday when I receive my star, I'm going to be able to prove that gravity is only an effect and not a force. I'm putting something on YouTube where I will build the planet Saturn without gravity and build the Milky Way galaxy without gravity.
I know
Did you
on
also Tuesday, say you're getting your star?
Yeah.
On the walk.
Stedman knows Tom.
Okay,
which is Oprah knows my wife.
How am I getting a star?
We're all friends.
When I've never
so why not have
TV
a dinner?
When
I've that's
never
what that was.
Well, Le'Veon Bell, part of the reason he's going, Antonio Brown, part of the reason he's going back to Central Michigan is to figure out this very same thing about the existence of gravity. Do we have a quote from Mr. Brown?
Do we have a quote from Antonio Brown? I'll have to take a look. Mr. Antonio Brown, what do you think about all this? Thank you very much, Antonio Brown. I appreciate that.
Someone sent me a video of this weatherman farting.
Oh, I saw that. He tried to go off the screen.
Like, and it's like we can't even play it because we played so many farts. But this idiot, because he did fart, and this guy, he's the weatherman, and he literally backs up out of the view of the camera and farts as if like... as if that hit anything.
But it's not out of the view of the camera. He pushed his rear end out of the view of the camera.
Right.
So his head and his legs are still in it. So it's the most like obvious like bend over and fart movement. It was a hot mic.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yes, it was.
It was a hot mic, I've got to tell you. But yeah.
You bastard.
What was the last thing that what's his face said? The last question with Jim Gray. Maybe he's like a silly goose.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, if you think this is a fake relationship that these two have and they don't, you know, they don't have a little bit of chemistry between the two of them, well,
or perhaps you could use Giselle's money. I would assume that Giselle's money is your money. I mean, you're a united couple, so perhaps she'll let you use it for that.
You're right. I think she'd probably put her money somewhere else. She's an environmentalist. She wants to put it toward conservationism. So,
if you agree to clean the rivers in Brazil, perhaps she'll agree to let you own an NFL team.
Perhaps. Well, I would certainly love that.
What is up with this delivery?
Well, it says insert laugh here on the script.
Well, I know Tom. Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
God. I'm just happy you finally played it. Hey, I'm going to tell a joke.
Get ready for laughs.
Giselle has money. I take it that it's your money, too.
Perhaps
she could buy a team. Oh, well, she's into environmental causes. Well, perhaps she could clean a river in Brazil, and then you could buy football team.
He's like the worst comedian ever. Can you? I would give anything to see him do stand up.
Jim Gray stand up.
Jim Gray stand up.
He just brags about his friends.
Yeah. Why does Stedman wear red suspenders? Well, I'll tell you why Stedman wears red suspenders. To keep his pants up. Oh, I hate him. I don't like that guy.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stephen knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
It wasn't dinner. It was the filming of a special. All right. We're going to have Will Brinson on. Talk a little NFL. And be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Car number 10 right now at the Pride Motor Group. Contest line 617-931-0985. We'll score a four-pack of passes to Friday night. Session of Harpoons Oktoberfest. This two-day festival on October 4th and 5th offers food trucks, Oompa bands, and fresh harpoon. Visit harpoonbrewery.com for more info. Johnny, hello. Johnny.
Johnny? Did you used to work on the docks?
Is the union been on strike?
Are you down on your luck? I know it's tough. It's tough.
Gina, you know, she works in a diner all day.
She's working for a man.
Yeah. I don't know.
Johnny! Johnny! Okay.
Johnny's supposed to be old, so maybe Johnny...
Is that who they did it for in The Outsiders? They did it for Johnny at the end?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You know, I've never seen all The Outsiders.
It's a good movie.
It's one of those that, you know, I was like too young kind of when it came out, and I never quite caught up with it.
Believe it or not, so was I.
That's not
That's
true.
How old the movie is.
That's, if you like hunks, look no further.
I haven't seen The Warriors either. Like, that's
oh
another
my
classic.
God.
I know. I've never seen this movie.
The Warriors is hysterical.
I heard it's really funny.
Oh yeah.
It's hysterical.
So yeah. That's about like these rival gangs, and one dresses up as like baseball dudes. And then...
Yeah, those are kind of creepy dudes. Yeah, but it's like...
Warriors are framed for something, and they have to get back to their turf, and they're being hunted by all the other gangs.
Yeah, by these other gangs.
Yeah.
I think The Warriors was one of those movies that when I was a kid, like, we used to go to the drive-in all the time, because there were seven of us in our family.
Sure.
And so the only, like, affordable way to do is you pay for a car, and we would go see movies, and, I don't know, Clash the Titans or whatever would be on. But then, there'd be, like, R-rated movies if you turned around and looked the other way, and, you know, there'd be, like, stuff that you weren't supposed to see as a kid if you just turned around backwards. And I do remember, like, something from that movie kind of scaring the hell out of me on the screen that was behind me. It was either that one or Escape from New York or one of those two, which was somewhat terrifying.
We went to the drive and I saw Used Cars and the movie with Gene Wilder and
Stir Crazy,
where there were boobies. All right, no one's calling for this contest.
Did you get the right number?
617-931-0985. This is bringing me back to Cumming, Georgia.
He's saying something... He's saying that neither line anyone's calling.
Could it be the phones are out?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Oh, now they are. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I don't see him ringing.
Well, I mean, the other line is now. Is the line working? Oh, Johnny's back. Line's
all right, here we go.
Okay. Maybe Johnny.
He used to work on the dock.
Is no one listening to the show?
No, that's... Okay, now the lines work. Johnny!
I wish I worked on the docks.
All right.
I watched the games of football for a long time.
How long?
I'm 76.
Hell yeah.
When Gronkowski gets can't kick field goals, we could always get Lou the Togan Groza there.
You got that much right.
I want to talk about watching the game between the lines. What Belichick does, and he has done over the years, he puts players on the field that can play. And if you can't play and you got problems to spill over on the field, you're out.
Kind of like Gronkowski not being able to kick field goals anymore, right?
I think he meant Gostkowski.
No, the thing is, the second half of the Miami game told the story on Anthony Brown. When he got played man-to-man, he did absolutely nothing. And that was a trial for him, to look at him. He's out.
Are you riding a motorcycle right now?
What's that?
Were you riding a motorcycle?
No. There's a truck behind me.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in a motorcycle gang.
What'd you do for fun there, Johnny?
For fun?
Yeah.
I like to go to the beaches. Salisbury, Revere.
There's nothing wrong with a little lady in a bikini. You know what I'm saying?
No, nothing wrong at all.
That's right.
I cruise. I cruise the beach at Revere. It's quite a show.
Yeah. Did you used to bet on the ponies when they had the old horse track over in that area?
No, but I bet the ponies in at Suffolk Downs. You know how to stop a runaway horse?
How's that?
Bet on them.
All right, Johnny. Thank you so much for the time. What man of many much wisdom. Okay. All right. All right. There will be no.
Somebody, by the way, people are saying the phone rang like, and it kept ringing.
But it's not Bird's fault.
Because... No. It's the phone line thing. Did we get a winner? Did anyone end up calling? Yeah. We did.
Only,
okay.
If only this could have happened when we were giving away like a bunch of money. All right. No commercials here. Just the headlines. We will be back with Will Brinson.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Up. Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's how I go.
Good job out there.
Awesome.
Mr. Kraft?
We watch you.
Oh, thank you so much. Great. Let's go.
Good job, Teddy.
Good job, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Congratulations. That was a pretty solid day. We saw there now. There's a lot of things we can do better, but that's a solid win. All right, now we go on the road for another big division game, okay? Let's keep stringing them together here. We got a long way to go. There's a lot we can improve on. Did a lot of things well today. There's a lot of things we can improve on. All right, we'll need our best up here against Buffalo this week, okay? Congratulations. We added another son to our roster, James.
No matter what, in this league, when you take the field against someone and you come out victorious, that's something to be thankful for. You never take winning for granted in this league. It doesn't matter how you get it done, who you're playing against, winning is winning. So congratulations.
That is like the meanest thing I've ever heard about the Jets. What Slater just said. We've been playing these clips since 2009. And in 10 years...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.